Good morning, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming on a device near you. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to start her very own lipstick company, ladies and gentlemen, proprietor of Lex's Lips, Alexis Thompson.
What a dream that would be. You know, I love my lipstick.
I know you do.
Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Holly Roberts.
Does it taste like anything?
You know what? Mine probably would be scented.
Yeah.
Maybe it's all different depending on the flavor or the
season,
you know,
the season. Yeah.
The color. Yeah. Uh-huh. Why not? Yeah.
Why not?
Do it all.
Your company. Lex's Lips is your company. You do what you want with it. Good morning, all of you, on this Monday, April 22nd, 2024. Welcome to the show. Welcome to your life. Welcome to the day. I have to sneeze.
Uh-oh. Oh, bless you.
Thank you. Welcome to April Showers Day. Welcome to Chemists Celebrate the Earth Day. Welcome to Earth Day. Welcome to Girl Scout Leader Day. Welcome to National Jelly Bean Day. And that's it. It's a short one today. Welcome to your coffee, everybody.
Oh, wow. Cheers.
That's it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cheers. Mmm. Oh, the coffee's good today, too.
Very nice.
Oh.
I'm also celebrating my husband today. It is, in fact, his birthday.
That's right.
Yes. Woo! Earth Day on Hell Day.
That's right. Birthday week. I saw him tweet, it's birthday week.
Oh, my gosh. He met Mike Tyson and Ric Flair yesterday.
He did?
And I was like, happy birthday. Woo! Yeah.
Meeting Nature Boy and Mike Tyson?
Sure did.
Dang.
There was something going on at the River Center yesterday. Actually, it was all weekend long, and he went yesterday.
Because, you know,
we had
nice.
Like junk bonanza all weekend. So, well, not all weekend. It was Thursday through Saturday. So he was able to go on Sunday, and
he's a big fan of both of them.
Yes, and my folks are in town.
And you guys got all dressed up and went to the big gala.
We did.
My goodness.
Big Brothers Big Sisters gala. That was super fun too at the depot.
Mm-hmm. Good Lord. I looked at your social. I thought I had a busy weekend. I'm like, you were just everywhere over the weekend.
Oh, yes.
My goodness.
Lots going on.
How did Angel say Tyson was?
Very nice.
Very nice.
Yeah, one of his buddies, you know, the guy who actually cuts my kid's hair with all the cool designs? Mm-hmm. His name was Greg. He was there, and he had a big Mike Tyson shirt on. When I say big, because he's like more than 6 feet tall, so big to me, but yeah, like a t-shirt on that had a huge face of Mike Tyson on there. And he was in line like right before him, and he could just see how it just like made both of their days. So it was just really fun to see that. And
this was the Minnesota card show.
Oh, that. Thank you, Holly,
so
from Googling.
That's
yes.
what Angel went to. Ric Flair, Mike Tyson, and Major League Baseball's Pete Rose.
What? Oh, see? Yeah. There were a lot of people there.
Oh, my goodness, Lex.
He also got, you know, he's Puerto Rican, so he collects all kind of Puerto Rican baseball cards and signed items and stuff. And he also found a glove. Oh, gosh, I should have been more prepared for this. Roberto something.
Clemente?
No, not Clemente. Lex. That one Lex. I would have known.
Lex, look around. Look at your audience. Yeah, like, you could have made up a name, and Holly and I would not have known.
Good point.
Right, Holly? Yeah. We could have just been like, oh yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
fabulous.
That's great. Yeah.
Sure. Oh, man.
It's fun.
Yeah, he said it was really just fun to meet both of them. They were both just like very, you know, I mean, they're excited to be there and just really had a great time. So, yeah.
Nice.
I had a fun day.
And then it was just a big weekend around the cities because then.
Yeah, what were you up to?
Well, the T-Wolves won. Saturday, Lex?
Yes, and they play again tomorrow night. I can just imagine what it was like at Target Center, because just watching it was electrifying, and listening to it, because we kind of did a radio kind of combo TV when we got home, and wow. Remember, we were at the game on Sunday, and Angel kind of predicted this. He even said, look, they're kind of holding back, but it doesn't matter. It was the last day of like regular play, and now, of course, they're in the playoffs. They won 120-95. It was on fire. And so, I just can imagine. So tomorrow night's their second game, and it's here as well. So
it's here. Oh, okay,
it is. Yeah, they're playing this the Phoenix Suns.
Ooh.
In this, yeah,
series,
round series, yes.
Because it was just, we had the Twins playing at home. We had the Timberwolves playing at home. I think there was like a couple concerts going on. Ooh. Downtown Minneapolis was hopping. Yeah. I mean, it was busy.
Well, you went to the Twins game, it looks like, huh?
Yeah, I went our first game of the season. We were not here. We left for Colin's birthday for the home opener. But this was our first game of the season. And we went yesterday. Nice. And yeah, Saturday was, we took the dog. We took Milo on a tour. We picked him up from Dar's house of potty training. And she cracks. That woman runs a tight ship, girl. I had to check him in and check him out like a library book. But anyway, she's like, okay, now what time are you having him back? I go, mom, you know, he is my dog, right? I mean, I'm just, you know, we start laughing. I go, what time am I going to have him back? He's not a prom date, mom. I'm just taking my dog.
Well, she's got a schedule too, Jason.
I know.
No after parties for you and the dog.
I know. So you come right home with him. She cracked me up. She sent me a text about an hour into our adventure. She goes, okay, you can bring him back now. I go, mom, I've been gone an hour. So Saturday the weather was horrible, but yesterday, so we decided to go to the game yesterday because it was beautiful. The sun was out. You know, even though it was only 60 in the sun, it felt way warmer. So we walked down to the field. We did a little pregame and we ran to red and then headed down to the field. And it just, walking through those gates, scanning in and having the nice Target Field people welcome you back. It was electric. Even though the Twins aren't doing very well, everyone was in a good mood. You know, the sun was out. We got to see our peeps around the field. And I just had a really great day. Didn't try any of the new foods. We were kind of full from breakfast. We miscalculated. Mm. We should not have eaten breakfast. And we realized our mistake right away. But there's so much new food this season. So when we do, I'll give a little report. But there's a lot of new. All I know is the one thing that we did pass. I know Stephanie March wrote about this. A couple of the other food writers in town. There's like a smashed baked potato, like a smashed loaded baked potato that everyone's talking about.
Yeah,
we did pass that, and that looked real tasty, real, real tasty. And Lex, your burrito place is alive and well and kicking and doing really well. La Tapatia is still there.
Fabulous.
For another season. And they've gotten so successful. They've added, I started laughing. I almost took a picture for you. They're such a hit there. They've added little kiosks. They added like little pay kiosks at their stand. I'm like, wow, they must be doing well. I know they're always busy when we pass them. So,
Yum.
The original fried chicken, it has some new items. There's some new milkshakes and smoothies. A lot of sponsorships have changed in the park. And then they added that. This was real. I mean, if you watch the local news, whether it's, you know, Channel 5 or whatever, you saw that they added really cool seating right by right in the outfield where you're basically sitting in a pontoon.
And
there's, I thought there was a couple, but there's just one that you can rent. And it is, it's a pontoon and you're kind of just sitting in the outfield.
Are people renting that? They're living their best party life.
They are living there. Yeah. There was a party in there yesterday and they look like they were having a great time. It looks like you can fit maybe 6, 7, 8 people in there. But so that's cool. I'm sure you can, you know, go on the Twins ticket website to find out how you can rent that for a game. But no, it's just a good time at the ballpark. So it's just good to have it back.
Can't wait to go to a game.
Oh, it's just so great. It's probably one of the reasons I won't move anytime soon because I just love being able to walk a couple blocks to be there. So When we come back, hey, speaking of food at a ballpark, how are wieners measured for the MLB? Holly has that story. We come back.
JTR Roofing, they install and repair roofs, of course, but also siding, windows, soffits and fascia, gutters, and of course, any kind of storm damage that you may have. If you know you've got an issue up there, have the JTR Roofing come out for a free estimate, show you what they can do. It's now a great time to get a head start on those spring projects. The number to call is 651-777-7394. They fix our soffit and fascia, which is the undercarriage and the perimeter of our roof. And it looks nice. Didn't have to worry about any issues this last year with the weather. It's just a nice peace of mind. And I didn't even know that we could have damage there or that there was any damage. Just so grateful that they came out to help us with that. If you mention me or my talk, you can save up to $1,000 on roofing, siding, or gutters. They have a lot of experience working with insurance, and they have since 1992, Twin Cities and Western Wisconsin. JTRRoofingInc.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Jason and Alexis in the morning. I was talking about my first day back at Target Field. Ballparks now, it's all different. Back in the days, they could just sell nachos, a crappy hot dog, and maybe a good burger, and that would be basically that's it. I mean, you wouldn't expect much going to the ballpark. But now, it's food is a whole different game. It's a whole separate, I mean, it's a whole endeavor. And from that has spurned a lot of jobs, right, Holly?
That's right. Jason, Alexis, are you looking for a side hustle?
Lex?
No, I have enough. Yes, I am, actually.
I'll take one more.
You'll take one more?
Yeah.
What do you got?
Do you guys like putting wieners in your mouth?
Not particularly.
Well,
if that's a side hustle now, that's what we're calling it. I can write that off now. I mean, okay.
Indeed, perfect. Jason, call your CPA because I've got a new side hustle for you, and this is all through BetUS. They are looking for a Major League Baseball wiener connoisseur.
Oh, what does that mean?
So, in this role, mm-hmm, you'll attend Major League Baseball games across the country.
Okay.
And you'll record the length of every hot dog at each stadium. Oh, and by the way, there are 30 Major League Baseball stadiums in the United States.
Okay, now that sounds fun.
Oh, now.
I thought it was an eating contest.
See, now Lex wants the new side hustle. You didn't want it a few minutes ago.
It all depends, you know, mm-hmm, it's circumstantial. Okay. If you just are measuring things, sure.
Well, with great power comes great responsibility, guys. You as the wiener connoisseur, mm-hmm, you will be responsible for collecting data like the longest length, the wiener diameter, wiener weight, and also the price of a wiener.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
The price of the wiener depends on, I'm just joking.
price upon request. Yeah. Now, you will get $2,500 cash, a $500 gift card to the MLB gift shop, and a year subscription to MLB.com as part of your wiener connoisseur compensation.
And they pay for all the travel and stuff too, right?
You would think so. Okay. And I'm trying to see at all MLB stadiums covering travel expenses and tickets to games.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Perfect.
They can keep all that other stuff. Give that to somebody else. I don't need a subscription to Wiener Weekly or whatever. I don't need any of that.
And you're only going to three. So yeah. I'm looking at the fine print.
Oh, you're only going to three of them?
You're only going to three of them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Let's sign us up.
Sign us up, Lex. Lex, come on. Let's do it together.
Yeah.
Let's do a show activity. Come on.
How many wieners can you fit in your mouth at once?
Hey.
Oof.
Mm-hmm.
That guy smell a new segment.
Yeah.
Tuesday.
I'll have the whistle. Oh. I'll be the official judge.
Oh.
You guys shove.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That's fine.
Well, anyway, so the application actually closes today.
Oh, damn.
So, you know what? Here's the thing.
Yeah.
You know, go check it out.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, this is employment. This is gainful employment to find the biggest wiener in Major League Baseball.
Yeah. Wow. Bye today.
Yeah. We have some pretty big ones at Target Field. I know I've had one at Wrigley.
Mm.
Wrigley's pretty big.
I really wanted to try the banh mi brat that's new to Target Field this year. That looks delicious.
From Ye Vang. That is on our list. The Holly Roberts. That's on. That was on our should try, but our breakfast filled us up list.
Oh yeah, there will be another day, Jason. You will. Yes. There will be another day.
Yeah, that does look good though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But Ye Vang, he does no wrong. That man, his tiger sauce again. If you love condiments like we do, and I'm sure you do, if you love a good condiment, go get thee to Union Mung Kitchen or any of Yia's properties and get yourself some tiger sauce. You will dip everything in that tiger sauce. You'll dip relatives in there. You'll dip toes. You'll dip everything in there. It's so... Lex, have you had it?
Yes, I have.
Okay, yeah.
It's delicious.
It's
yes.
It's versatile.
Mm-hmm.
It's a versatile condiment.
Sure is.
Yeah.
You can have a lot of fun dipping.
Uh-huh. You can dip your wiener in there. You know, I had to bring it back to that.
No, of course.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's stick with food. Let's stick with food.
Yeah.
I know my mom is obsessed with it.
Mm.
She gives me new products every week. What's Aldi doing, Lex?
Okay, you know the place where you put the quarter in to get your cards?
Yes, ma'am.
At the same time, they're getting rid of scanners, cashiers, and checkout lines with the help of AI. Now, this is the future. Now, of course, they're testing it right now in Chicago.
Okay.
But basically, it monitors everything that you put in your cart and then just starts adding it up. At the end, you just pay and you leave.
What?
Yeah. Grabbango is what it's called, the software.
It's called what, Lex?
Grabbango. And they're called an Aldi Go, which is, it's advanced computer vision cameras, ceiling-mounted scanners, and it just keeps meticulous record of everything that you put into your cart. So there's no need for cashiers or scanners or lines. Because you simply just, there's an app that you can put all of your information in, your credit card or debit card, whatever you'd like to pay with, Apple Pay, Google Pay, and then it can automatically do it. You just walk out and there you go, done.
Isn't this, Lex, doesn't this sound similar to those Amazon stores that they tested?
Exactly, yes.
Yeah.
Well, those just closed. They were a flop.
Yeah, I don't know if it was a flop because of the technology or just that people would rather just get Amazon delivered.
Mm-hmm.
This, if you're already going to go into Aldi and if you want to make, I guess if it's, it would be faster.
I just love the app name, Lex. Grabbango.
Grabbango.
Are we sure it's not Grabbango?
You're right. It could be Grabbango.
It could be Grabbango.
Yeah.
But is it okay? That it's simultaneously exciting and scary as hell all at the same time.
Yeah, it's true.
That we are monitored. And that stuff doesn't freak me out. I know, Lex, it freaks you out probably a little more than me. But
yeah.
The fact that we have advanced to the point where these computers, as we're walking around the store, know exactly what we're holding.
Yeah.
And where it's, oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Because they're watching you so closely. I guess it's good too. It's a deterrent, for anyone stealing.
Yeah.
I'm just worried mostly about jobs, you know, for humans.
Yeah, girl. It's in 10 years. This is going to be it in 10 years, maybe even 7. It's,
Oh, yeah. They're testing it all over the place.
Yeah. Hell, B. Arthur's looking to replace us in about 5 with AI.
Oh, so, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be AI in the morning.
Welcome to your morning show.
Wieners. Here are your holidays.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, she'd do it in a heartbeat if she could, that evil hose beast. Anyway, hey, sign up for the Walk for Animals Saturday, May 4th, the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. Sign up right now. Registration's open. MyTalk1071.com. Keyword
Walk
animals.
With us. Oh, my God. Hey, everyone, it's Alexis. Last year, I enrolled in My Genetics by Health Partners to get a better understanding of my genetic health risks. This community health research study with no-cost genetic testing can help detect, prevent, and treat risks before they arise. But I also got to learn more about my ancestry breakdown and lots of interesting genetic traits, like if I'm prone to snoring, my caffeine metabolism, and even my earwax type. To learn more, visit healthpartners.com/yourgenes.
Jason and Alexis in the morning. Thanks to Phil for letting me know. I guess tonight's bark at the park, Lex, Holly. Dog night at Target Field.
Oh, cute. Oh, do you get to bring your dog or are you just celebrating dogs? Oh,
no,
dang.
I guess. I'm trying to find more details. I didn't know that.
Oh, fun.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
No. Again, I don't know if I'll be able to check him out at Dar's House of Potty, but yeah.
Is he still there?
He's there until tomorrow, but when he graduates, if Lex, if you, Holly, if you want to come to the graduation ceremony, I'll get you tickets. But,
yeah.
Cute. Let's see here. Bark at the Park. With the purchase of this special ticket package. Oh, okay.
It's yeah, you get to secure a ticket for yourself and a separate ticket for your dog. Each dog ticket includes an exclusive Twins portable dog water bottle.
Ooh.
You have to sign a waiver and release in order to have your dog enter the park. And then a portion of the proceeds go to Can Do Canines.
Oh, how cute
look
is
at that. Oh, all dog and human tickets will be located in sections one, because this is what I was wondering, 126 and 127, the left field corner of Target Field. Oh. Okay,
I hope someone gets a foul ball and then the dog catches the ball, please.
Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
Yes.
Oh, and they'll be
knock
released.
Some teeth out, maybe.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true. So maybe the human can catch it and then give it to the dog.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a relief area, too. Now, humans can't pee there, but it's for the dogs. There will be a designated relief area within the Bark in the Park area. Bark at the Park area.
Huh. Oh.
There'll be water stations and professional vets there just in case. Now, how great. Now, that's fun.
That's awesome. You going to go?
I don't know. I don't know if my mom. I sound like I'm 11. Yeah. I don't know if my mom will let me.
I don't know.
I don't know if my mom will let me have my dog.
Maybe you can have some special time with Biggie.
Oh.
Yeah. You know?
Feeling... Oh, I could bring that little sausage down there. That would be funny.
Oh, gosh. If you put a little jersey on him. I don't know if he's a clothes guy, Mr.
Okay.
Big.
Well, Holly, first of all, nothing is little with Big. I would say you need a medium-sized jersey with Big. But, yeah. Oh, God. He would love it. Plus, the little guy hasn't been vaccinated or anything, and we wouldn't want him around all the other dogs. But
good point. Yeah.
But Biggie, oh good lord, that dog will live for that long. The dog's gonna be 50 years old. That sausage isn't going anywhere. But oh, that could be fun. But oh yeah, thanks Phil. Bark in the Park. Well, I didn't know that Target Field did that.
Yeah,
that's very nice. I like that. I like that a lot. Have you guys? I didn't put this on the sheet, but it just popped in my head. Have either of you listened to any more of Taylor Swift's album?
Yes, I've listened to some more.
Okay, your thoughts?
Are you asking because you have too?
I do.
Oh, okay. It's growing on me.
Mm.
How about you?
Oh, by the way, it's sold out. The Bark in the Park. Thank you, Phil. Thank
you. Oh, no.
go get Alexis's burrito.
Yeah, it's closed today. Sorry, yeah. Tapatia is closed.
Yeah, and while you're at it, Run to Red. They're closed today,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they're closed as well.
Yay!
Yeah, so I just told you about something you can't go to. I am a clown. No. So, yeah. So, have fun, guys.
Fiction's gone.
Well, maybe if it's so popular, it will come back later
maybe.
This year.
Yes, yeah. Let's hope.
So again, go to Bark in the Park, and before that, go to La Tapatia because they're closed, and then go to Red Cow because they're closed too. So I just told you about three things you can't do. Anyway, Yeah, I have thoughts.
Yeah, because I listened to the second half now, like the double album part of it, because I listened to, you know, most of the first one that kind of is mellow and just slower. But then it ramps up, and I really like the like second part of the double album.
Okay.
How are you feeling? So, yeah, what were your thoughts, Jace?
I don't like it.
Oh, at all?
No.
Oh, really? Okay.
I don't want to sound like everybody else. And I'm not, I want to say this, not that I'm fearful of Swifties coming at me, but
yeah,
I am. I'm a fan. Yeah. I'm not a bracelet wearing, merch buying fan.
Sure.
But I like her very much. I have several of her songs on various playlists of mine. Having said that, oh God, it all sounds the same.
Oh really?
Oh my, I can't tell one song from the other. And I don't mean to sound like every other critic of her, of hers, but I get it. I just have to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Everything sounds exactly the same thing to me, like the same thing. And I also think 31, that's a lot. That's asking a lot. It's like a Judd Apatow movie. could we edit a little bit? You know what I mean?
Just 40 minutes straight out. Just get it out.
Because like Lex and I went to go see Funny People by Judd Apatow about 10 years ago. That damn movie is still playing at Southdale right now. Right. Lex and I left and it's still going. That movie is still, the credits have not rolled. It's been at AMC Southdale for 10 years. Anyway, but this album is like a Judd Apatow movie. It's good, but it could be better if you trimmed a little bit from it. That's just me.
Yeah.
I know the Swifties love it.
Yeah.
And they're blinded by their love of her to give any sort of critique. But so as a non-fan, I have that luxury.
Well, what's so fun to me is as people are listening, yeah, Swifties, they're just pulling out things. This is an Easter egg for this. Oh, this must mean this. Yeah. It feels also like a treasure hunt on top of an escape room almost of like, ooh, who's this one about? Oh, we saw the picture when she was at the Met Gala. That must mean this, you know. So, I mean, some things are very obvious, like the Kim Kardashian diss track and things. But, that has been fun to at least look, because a lot of that stuff, I don't know. You know, I'm just like, okay, I can bop to this.
Okay, now, can I leap on something that you just said there?
Yeah, please.
I am now looking at something through a different lens than I did on Friday when we mentioned the Kim Kardashian thing.
Yeah.
Do we know, the three of us, and Holly, and you're dirt alerting, and then, you know, and just doing the show every day, did Kim K do something new to her? Do we know that?
I don't think so.
No, this is not anything new.
This is a decade and a half old thing?
Well, no. So this is the thing that happened before Reputation came out, when everyone was calling Taylor Swift a snake, being that Kim Kardashian leaked that footage of Kanye West having a telephone call between himself, Kim Kardashian, and Taylor Swift, where Kanye was asking permission to reference Taylor Swift in a particular way on one of his tracks, that track being called Famous. Whereas Taylor Swift is kind of denying it, and then Kim Kardashian was like, well, here are the receipts, and she dumped those. Henceforth, drama.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That was, what, 5 years ago?
Oh,
five, six?
More than that.
Okay, so that brings, that's my point. I celebrated this on Friday, but I'm looking at this through a new lens. I put new sunglasses on. I don't know if it's a good look for her. You're still complaining about something that happened basically a decade ago. I don't know. I don't want to sound like get off my lawn and bitter. I enjoy her, but
I feel like with Taylor Swift, I like cracked the code on Taylor Swift this weekend.
Okay. Oh.
In my thoughts.
Oh, okay.
In that, Taylor Swift, yes, she's a musician, but more than anything, Taylor Swift is a storyteller. And this album, The Tortured Poets Department Society of America, is a storytelling apparatus. And she, in and of herself, has created this cinematic universe of sorts, with the Easter eggs, with the storylines, with all of these kinds of things. And she is filling a storytelling void, one that has been left hollow by Hollywood. We're not getting a lot of new, interesting stories, at least, that are going mainstream. Hollywood has essentially hollowed itself out and has invested in IP, intellectual property, and people are bored of that. Taylor Swift is providing a whole universe of storytelling that's new, that's contemporary, and also is female-centered in a way that our culture hasn't really done that well, I would say, in millennia. So she is a storyteller. And if you look at all this stuff as storytelling, like the music itself...
And poetry, yeah.
And poetry, it doesn't appeal to me personally. That I will say that. Mm. However, I can see where it's part of this broader pop culture storytelling thing. And it's like, yeah, she's giving you a story. And in a way that movies and TV and other things, they just aren't. And it's new. It's exciting. What does she have to say? Well, I'm putting all the pieces together. And the fans feel like they're part of that narrative, too. So
at a cost.
Yeah. Good on her.
Well, Kim Kardashian is really paying for that. She has already lost 120,000 followers on social media. Mm-hmm. Since Thank You, Amy came out.
Oh. Well, Holly, that's an interesting way of looking at that.
Yeah, because, well, there are a lot of different pieces of the puzzle, but I do think that she's filling a storytelling void that Hollywood used to fill. But it
you do, even in this era, and I'm just, because this is, I love this perspective. Even in this era of 4 million shows, you think there's a deficit of storytelling?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Storytelling that people really connect with in this way.
And thus, it fuels her. It fuels her popularity even more.
Oh, yeah, because it's fun and fans feel connected to it. It's much more than just her being a music artist. She's a storyteller.
Hmm. Okay.
Well, look, because Hollywood is getting hollowed out.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you there.
It's getting hollowed out, and it's getting small C conservative in as much as when you're relying on intellectual property to tell stories. It kind of goes back to like last week when I was like, okay, well, this is the new Hollywood system where there's a lot of great artists, a lot of great people, but they're... the way that they tell stories is really narrow, and they have to fit into these previous constructs in order to get work and to get a job. We are past the point of peak TV. Like, all that stuff is gone. You know, we had that time. We're moving into a place where I feel like there is definitely a drought of storytelling that's connecting to a broad audience. And Taylor Swift does that with her music, with her storytelling. And that's why she's who she is.
It's almost like a metaverse, too, where she's telling these stories, bringing up past things and how she felt about it. And so then the story also becomes not only what happened then, but what's happening now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Okay. This is said in The Wizard of Oz. That's a horse of a different color. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I just think people are fascinated. You know, they like the music and they're feeling moody right now.
Oh, yeah.
So,
emo kids.
Yeah. So,
yeah. We're going to take a break. You can get it wherever Sam Goody, Record Town, and Suncoast Motion Picture Company, wherever you get your albums. When we come back, is Chris Cuomo making a comeback? Alexis has that. Hey, everybody. It's Chase for Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. And if you have waited and waited and waited and waited for just the right time, I was talking to someone yesterday before the Twins game that was wanting a good deal on Botox or Dysport, because, you know, Botox and Dysport, they're just two brands that basically do the same thing. This is the time, because Skin Rejuvenation Clinic has an April sale to remember. You are going to love this. Okay, let's start with Botox. It's the most familiar to all of you. If you do 48 units of Botox, you're going to get 10 free. Now, you got to do them on the same appointment, and why wouldn't you? Let's talk Dysport. The friend that I was speaking to, she prefers Dysport. Again, I've had both. I like both for different reasons. If you do 120 units of Dysport in the month of April, you're going to get 25 free. That's 145 total. Call today, 952-920-6545, or go to skinrejuvenationclinic.net and mention me to activate activate this special.
Now, it's time for one of the dumbest answers in game show history.
Surveyed 100 people and asked them to name a way of toasting someone. Michelle.
Over a fire.
This has been the dumbest answers in game show history. Back to you, Jason.
Thank you. I just have to point out that's not inaccurate. That's not inaccurate. You can toast someone over an open fire. Over, yeah.
Sure you can. Yeah.
So, it's against the law, but that's fine. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. We're glad you're here. Kicking off a new week with us. Chris Cuomo.
Yes.
He was on CNN, and then he wasn't on CNN.
Yeah.
Because he was accused of helping his brother on CNN, who he was in some shenanigans.
Yeah.
And then Chris got involved in those shenanigans, and then CNN said you can't do those shenanigans on CNN, so we're going to let you succeed somewhere else.
Yes.
So what's happened? He went to News Nation.
He did. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now the rumor swirling around that he might make a comeback to CNN. For a couple reasons. Number one, Gayle King and Charles Barkley show, King Charles, canceled. Did not do well. It started in November. They canceled it mid-April of this year. So that didn't go very well. And on top of that, he has, like, who does CNN have still? There's Anderson Cooper, right?
Anderson Cooper.
That's it.
And Larry King. That's it.
Okay.
It's the ghost of Larry King interviewing Liza Minnelli tonight at 9. Call in.
Here's some softballs. And then Chris Cuomo, he was the highest rated primetime star back in 2021. Then CEO Jeff Zucker accused him of helping his brother. You know, he had all those sexual harassment allegations and he'd have him on the show and it was all buddy-buddy brother, you know, time, whatever. Mm-hmm. And now Jeff Zucker's gone.
Yeah.
So maybe that opens up to have Cuomo come back.
Who's saying this? Is it CNN or it's like a gossip?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely gossip at this point, but Variety is reporting this.
A source named Miss Muomuo?
Oh, yeah. Right, Miss Muomuo. Yes. Yeah, right. I mean... It doesn't. It just says
coming from inside the house.
It says CNN insiders. You know, so it's like, ooh,
yeah.
What does that mean? You're right. Is it himself? Is it his brother?
Mm-hmm.
Could be his children, or actually someone at CNN. But they've got to make some moves here because they seem so irrelevant right now. CNN.
Well,
do you guys feel that way too? Or,
well, yeah. What they're trying to do is. CNN is trying to get away. They brought in a new, Holly's best friend, David Zaslav, wanted to bring in a new bigwig to kind of right the ship and, so to speak,
yeah.
Not so much go to the right, but bring the CNN back to the center and make it less opinion-based and have it be what its original intent was, cable journalism.
Yes.
When MSNBC and Fox go for the left and right in prime time, and look, CNN still does. I mean, they have, some opinion shows, but their other programming, they've really wanted to just do straight news.
Yeah.
Just capital J journalism. They need to do it. We need a good CNN.
Is it possible with Chris Cuomo, though? That's what
I'm wondering. No, because he would be an opinion host.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You go back to that. You're right.
Yeah. But he was good ratings. And
big time.
And if you market as such, you know, cable news primetime, that's all that it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that it is. Again, the aforementioned Fox and MSNBC, that's all they do. Now, look, could Chris navigate an opinion show that's a center? That's centered and center. I don't know if that's, it's one of those things where people go, oh, I just love classical music. But you don't really listen to classical. People say, right. Oh, I want middle of the road. No, you really don't.
Yeah.
They want to be reinforced. They want their feelings and their opinions reinforced. That's why those shows like The Five and Jesse Waters and Rachel Maddow. You know what I mean? That's why those shows do well. It makes if they're speaking,
you're the Daily Show.
Exactly. It comforts you because they're telling you something that you feel in your heart.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, with management changing and, you know, hopefully moving past the issues that they had, they want that Chris success again. And they're like thinking, well, maybe we'll go back to Chris. I don't know. You know, and we love comebacks, don't we?
We do.
So
I just don't know if this is a comeback anyone is wanting.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, look, he's got his show on News Nation and his last name is in all capital letters.
That's right.
Cuomo!
Yeah.
It's like Jeb. Remember when Jeb Bush was running for president? It was Jeb!
Right.
Jeb!
But who's watching Cuomo in all capital letters?
Yeah.
You know what?
Does for it News do okay?
Nation, it does pretty. You know what? For News Nation?
Yeah.
It does well.
Okay.
I mean, but that's like saying, you know, Dopey's the tallest dwarf with Snow White, you know? And Dopey is, by the way, the tallest one, but I'm just saying. Yeah, I worked at Disney. I had to memorize it. Oh.
Dopey is. Fun fact. Didn't know that.
Dopey's the tallest.
Well, and then is Grumpy the most stout or the shortest?
He is. He's the stoutest.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. What about the little one? Doc? See the littlest?
Nobody really liked Doc.
Oh,
he was a little whiny.
He had a bad reputation in the Snow White community.
Oh God, it's Doc again.
That's right. Oh, here comes Doc.
Trying to tell me what to do. Get in those lines, kid. No!
I don't feel like whistling today.
Let's just say this. Doc used to tell inappropriate jokes in the Snow White break room. You know what I mean?
Oh.
No, I don't think it's one of those comebacks where I don't think anyone's really asking for it.
Yeah.
No. And I think CNN needs to look forward. They don't need to look backwards.
Yeah.
And I just don't think Chris is the answer. I got to say, I liked Chris when he was on Good Morning America, when he was on. I've always enjoyed Chris. Yep. He's also an avid deep sea fisherman. And I enjoy those photographs as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, now he's sharing like shirtless workout pictures on his Instagram. And I. Okay.
Thirst traps.
Yeah. Thirst traps. Mm-hmm. Okay. Great. Wonderful.
Yeah, no, I'm not complaining about those. So I just want to be clear on that one. I'm not complaining. Yeah. Anyway.
Keep doing your naked yoga.
You keep
in your patio.
Doing that. That's right. When we come back, we usually play it with Alexis, but I think we're going to begin the second hour with why the hell has Holly put something on the show sheet? Can't wait for that. Plus, BoobTube Bonanza and Alexis has comprehensive coverage of the Spice Girls reunion that happened over the weekend. That's right. It's an exciting second hour that you and your family won't want to miss. And it starts after this.
It makes me so happy when my talkers reach out and say, hey, I worked with First Equity on my mortgage and I'm so happy. Just like Richard and Reed did, worked with Torben, said we had a wonderful experience. He was very communicative and accessible. He was able to help us with a very complicated loan process and left us with few questions. When we did have questions, he was very happy to answer them. Love, Torben. Yep. That's the kind of response you want, and that's the kind of team you want to work with, live and local, who will take the time to get to know you and give you that personalized assistance you need and deserve. This is a huge financial decision, and with First Equity, they can do it all. They can shop multiple lenders because they're not specifically tied to a bank, so you get more options, better rates, more opportunities for down payment assistance as a buyer, and they've been doing it a long time, and they're ready to help you. So give them a call, 763-251-8000, or head to mytalk1071.com and type in keyword David.